All right, everybody. Good afternoon to you. Happy Monday, August the 16th, 2021. It is Stick and Hack Reacts. I'm your host, Adam Grubb from Stick and Hack. That's Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio in New York. Keith, good afternoon to you. Hope you're doing well. Great weekend, I'm sure. Yes?
Fantastic weekend. Closed it out last night with a little Fish concert in Atlantic City. Tons of fun.
Yeah. Look at you. Look at you. Yeah. I had Dave over the weekend, so we were both at Jam Band City throughout the weekend. So look at us.
Nice.
Bringing Stick and Hack Reacts to the personal side of Adam and Keith. We never thought it would happen. Let's get into to reactions right now. Number one is our friend and I think America's friend, Kevin Kisner, a winner at the Wyndham Championships over the weekend in a six-person playoff. The golf world continues to have these multi-people playoffs towards the end, as well as comeback victories. Every weekend, it seems like there is nobody that's just running away with this thing. Sunday afternoon, if you're not watching golf at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, something's wrong with you, because every weekend something great has happened. Kevin Kisner, your winner this weekend after a six-person playoff. Your reaction, Keith?
All right, let me give you my reaction, because I get accused a lot online of getting tangential before I do the official reaction. So, okay. Big thumbs up. I like Kevin Kisner. I like what he brings to the game. I like how direct he is. I like the way he plays the game of golf. It's more like you and I, Adam, than it is like the Bombers. So, you know, I love his grittiness and everything. So big thumbs up for him. Fourth career win, you know, and he got a little bit of a monkey off his back. If I could say that, he was 0-5 in playoffs leading up to this. And yesterday he won one, which had six people in it. And it took a couple of holes. So now I did a little research, Adam, and I know you love this stuff. But in the last 50 days on tour, if you include the Olympics, we've had six different playoffs, including 23 guys and 27 playoff holes, sudden death playoff holes played. It's crazy.
Holy cow. That it's got to have been years since I've seen a run like this of playoff golf, extra golf, as they say. But really, it goes back to everything we've talked about here the last couple months here in Reacts, is this field of golfers right now, both LPGA and PGA. Anybody can win on any weekend, and that is proving to be the case. Now, Kevin Kisner, you say he plays golf like us, which I'll take that as a compliment, but he's just kind of there. He's not splashy. And sometimes you even forget that he's in the field, but he is consistent. He's consistent off the tee. He's consistent around the greens, and he is consistently somewhere in the conversation. But this weekend, he was the conversation. Getting coming into an 0-5 in playoff record, that's got to be something in your head that he was able to get past. So congratulations to Kevin Kisner, a fine victor. And that leads us, which we'll talk about here in a second. This was the last weekend to get into the FedEx playoffs, and we'll talk about who's in, who's out, and your reaction to that in a second.
But hey, first, Adam, real quick. Yeah. Yeah. Bonus react. Who's in, who's out? All right, we have two more weeks to play before we cut off the points list for the Ryder Cup. Kisner moves up to number 18. There's 12 guys on the team. Top six are in. He is now number 18. Do you take a guy like him who's just won, or do you still look at the guys in the top 12 like Spieth, English, Reed, Berger?
100%. You don't take Kevin Kisner on this. I think even just from a team perspective, he's not going to draw that type of fire and excitement and pride that you need for a Ryder Cup team. He's a great golfer, but just because he won this past weekend, I don't think all of a sudden he's in the Ryder Cup conversation at all.
All right. One of his career victories is the WGC match play. Mm-hmm. Tony Finau sits at number 12. If you just took the top six after the six, you take Finau over Kisner, who just won in a six-man playoff. Is that what you're saying?
No. That wasn't the question. That's the second question. The first question was, is he in the Ryder Cup? Is he relevant? And I say no. If it's coming down between, hey, it's either him or Finau, and that's the choice after this weekend, and with the stats that you've provided, I think there's a case that could be made. But luckily, I have nothing to do with the Ryder Cup team, because that team would be an abomination if I were in charge of it, because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Hey, listen, for the next 2 weeks, just like your DraftKings, all right? I know how much you pay attention to that. Zero, okay? So I want you to start paying attention to these Ryder Cup stories. And the Solheim Cup is the same way. I mean, their points race list ends after next week's AIG Women's Open. So, you know, there's a lot of cool things going on in the background here, but I'm sure you want to get onto something else. So go right ahead. Do your thing.
Thank you very much. Reaction number two, James Piatt, a name that many probably don't know unless you follow the golf ranks of the amateur level. James Piatt won the 121st edition of the United States Amateur Championship this weekend at Oakmont. Some great storylines with Oakmont happening as well, just as a course itself as an anchor now for majors. But Keith, your reaction, James Piatt, the United States Amateur Champion, 121st edition, James Piatt, is that a name that we will know down the road?
Possibly. You know, we didn't know him coming into this week, but congratulations to him. What a fantastic victory. He gets a gold medal, the Havemeyer Trophy. He gets to go to the U.S. Open, the Open Championship, the Masters, most likely. The latter of those two, of course, he has to stay as an amateur, but it's a cool thing. Here's a little stat for you.
Your reaction, it sounds to me, if I were to put the emoji up on the screen, meh.
Oh, did I get tangential and forgot to give you just my reaction?
Just for a second. Your reaction? Well,
I'll give James Piatt a thumbs up. I'll give Austin Greaser a thumbs up. Both guys in the finals. Both good, young American players. The first time that had been an All-American final in just a number of years, which was cool. But you know what else is cool? James Piatt played 121 holes of golf this week in order to win the 121st championship.
Wow.
Pretty cool, huh?
Look at that. Now that's a stat that I'm sure people are going to go, holy cow, Stick and Hack is on top of it. Nice work, Keith.
I'm no Justin Ray, but I get by. You know, at the end of the day, I thought that was a pretty cool thing. Yeah. Austin Greaser played 117 holes. I mean, this has basically become a Division I college championship, and the amateur ranks are just expanding with talent, whether it's on the men's or women's side. You see it with all the coverage of all these, you know, different amateur tournaments, whether it's the Western or the NCAA championships. It's a pretty cool time to be an amateur in golf.
Agreed. So these are not amateurs. These are professionals we're talking about now. Third reaction, FedEx points are now locked in for the FedEx playoffs that are coming up here over the next several weeks. This past weekend was it. If you wanted to get in the FedEx playoffs, you had to be in the top 125. Yes. And for those that don't know, the FedEx playoffs have been around for quite some time. They have finally figured out a way, I think, to make this interesting and exciting and people to care about it. This is the season-long race for the FedEx playoffs, which every week the points are changing drastically in some cases, but nothing more important than this past weekend if you were on the bubble. Who's in, who's out, and why do we care?
Tommy Fleetwood, out. Ricky Fowler, your man, out. Put the orange back in the closet for the winter. You know, he's done. But the one story that really gets me, Chasen Hadley is your bubble boy. He's number 125. He shot 62 on Sunday at the Wyndham with a hole-in-one on the 16th hole. And then he had to drive home, and he was driving home, and he couldn't take it anymore. He's like, did I make it? He called the PGA Tour, and they said, yes, you're number 125. Because Justin Rose, on the last four holes, missed a putt of 10 feet, 14 feet, 9 feet, and 5 feet. If he makes any of those, Justin Rose is 125, Hadley's 126. Wow. Justin Rose, sorry, buddy, you're T10 at the Wyndham, and a 67 on Sunday, you are out. And it's the first time a player like that of his caliber hasn't played in the FedEx Cup playoffs, similar to like a Ricky Fowler. I mean, it's really cool how competitive the PGA Tour is getting. And you look at it with all of these playoff stats that we keep coming up with. And, you know, the race for the Ryder Cup points. I mean, there are Scottie Scheffler's in there. Jason Kokrak's in there for the Ryder Cup contention, you know, being part of that team. Next week, we have the Northern Trust. The FedEx Cup playoffs are here in New Jersey. I will be there. Going to check it out. Can't wait. Definitely going to write something for Stick and Hack. And, you know, who knows? You know, it's this week right now. The top 125 are in. You got to get to number 70 or better, Adam, to get to the second week, which is the BMW Championship, which is down in Maryland at Caves Valley. Just a historic private golf course down there. A really cool setting down there in Maryland, which is going to be unbelievable. And then you go to the East Lake, and you got to be in the top 30 to get in there. So, I mean, the playoffs are here. They're going to be tough. You look at the talent that's in. It's just an awesome time of year, again, for golf.
So do you think that because it's a Ryder Cup year, though, that the playoffs take second seat, second fiddle, as it were, if I can use a term from the 30s, is that – really where we're at today is that the Ryder Cup is where everyone's head's at in golf, and the FedEx playoffs are, okay, that's cute, but let's get to the Ryder Cup.
Well, you know, the PGA Tour, which runs the FedEx Cup playoffs, is going to keep talking about the cut line, the 70 cut line to get in the BMW, the 30 cut line to get to East Lake for the Tour Championship. The PGA of America is going to be covering, after the BMW, the cut to get into the Ryder Cup. Because that Monday, there'll be a press conference, and, you know, they have to say who's on the team. And it's a very interesting set of circumstances between the two. It's a tough question to answer, in my opinion, because you're coming at it from two different huge allied associations within golf and two leadership groups in golf, and both are going to be pushing their stories. The good news for you and I is there'll be plenty of things to react to.
Yeah, indeed. All right, bonus react for you, Keith. I was 5 feet from a quarta over the weekend. Can you believe it? Yeah, I was.
I can believe it.
Sebastian Korda, the tennis player, the Korda sister's brother. You want to talk about the gene pool of athleticism, the jackpot. That is the Korda family. Sebastian Korda, who plays on the ATP Tour for tennis. I was at the Western Southern Open yesterday and watched him practice and watched him compete. It was really cool to see that kind of just a somebody in the Korda family out there in the professional stage. Your reaction to me being that close to golf greatness through a family lineage?
Yeah, I really don't have a reaction to that. I'm impressed that you're getting out there. Do you wear tennis whites when you go watch tennis?
No, I don't. I try to be as less douchey as possible. So that helped. I was sticking hat gear yesterday for sure at the Western Southern Open, but it was great to be at a tennis tournament for sure. But I went straight to Sebastian Korda only for the very reason that I knew that there was a golf connection there, and I wanted to make sure that you, sir, knew that I was in the stratosphere of greatness in the Korda family. But I tell you, if you don't know much about that family, do your research, because not you specifically, I know you do, but our listeners and viewers, they're an impressive family. They're a really cool family who have supported their kids to great heights, and they're all now professional athletes. I can't even imagine what's that like to be traveling all over the world to watch your kids compete on a national professional stage. But it's pretty damn cool.
You know, I'm proud of you. You're getting to be bougie. And I think I like that. You know, it's good for you and your hack image at the country club scene for you to get out to a little tennis match.
So. Indeed, sir. Indeed. Yeah. He's Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio and The Pro Show. Check it out where you get your podcasts, as well as the Stick and Hack Show is back at it in October with new episodes and Stick and Hack Reacts every Monday here at noon on YouTube, Facebook, wherever you get your podcast. Keith Stewart, Adam Grubb, enjoy your week. Enjoy your lunch. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, it's playoffs time. Double up at the buffet today, folks. Let's go.